My name is Drew Weber, and I am doing an audio review on what is called an auto harp. I will first describe the recording setup to you, and why my voice may kind of sound far off is because I actually have the auto harp mic'd itself versus having a microphone by my mouth. So that's probably why you hear some resonance off the harp itself and some resonance from the room as well with the voice. So I actually have a pair of Sound Professionals SP-SB20s, actually with their clips connected onto a couple of the tuning pegs on the harp. So you will actually get a really, 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 really close-up sound of the harp. The mics are pretty much as close to the string as I can get them spaced pretty good a ways apart. To give you maybe slightly a stereo image. I'm running these mics into a Sony PCMB50 recorder, and the way it's mic'd, it's not really truly mic'd in stereo because the tuning pegs are, of course, on the right side of the harp, the way I have it at the harp set up. And so it's actually kind of mic'd instead of at left to right of the body of the harp, it's kind of mic'd at the top and the bottom of the body of the harp. Now, since you know the recording setup, let me explain kind of the harp to you. An auto harp is consists of, I think it's about, it's either 32 or 36 strings, and it's got buttons on the left side of it, and these buttons actually have hammers that mute the strings that are not supposed to be played. The harp is tuned in a half step tuning. Each string is a half step apart from the other strings. I know there's a name for that. I believe it may be chromatic tuning, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to go and say I know that. But the body of the harp is made of wood, as you would expect. And this is an older model of harp. It's not electrified at all. In the body, as far as the width, from top to bottom, I would say it's probably maybe an inch and a half at most. There is a small sound hole in the center, and it's kind of like, you would think of it like as a table. From the left side to the right side of the harp is probably a foot and a half, I'd say. And from top to bottom is probably more like 7 or 8 inches. The left side of the harp is, and I say the left side, from top to bottom as it's sitting here on the table, is wider than is the right side. And each string gets longer as you go down or as you go from the highest string to the lowest string. It gets longer from the side of the hammer to the tuning peg. Now, the strings actually go under these hammers with the buttons, and so it does still look like the strings are longer as I'm going through and feeling them. They are. Each one gets longer. This harp is not tuned, actually, perfectly. I have perfect pitch, and so, of course, that kind of will drive all of us kind of crazy, but it is a cool thought process if you've never heard one before, which I had never heard one before. I received it. My fiancé's uncle actually gave it to me, which is really cool. I do have a tuning key coming on the way, but I just couldn't wait to post anything. There is a, let me describe the harp, I guess, from left to right now. The keys that create the different chords are on the left, and you're going to hear a lot of noise as I'm pushing stuff, because remember, the mics are attached to the body of the harp. The keys are laid out in such a fashion that you've got two rows. You've got a top row and a bottom row, but they're not equally aligned as far as the right and left. The bottom row is a little bit to the right of the top row, and that actually allows you to kind of get your fingers in there and be able to push the keys down, and kind of helps you, if you can't see them, align your fingers, because they're not evenly spaced as far as, you know, to the right and left, so you don't have to look around and say, okay, which row am I on? So those are on the left side. The tuning pegs are, of course, on the right side of it, and you have a number of tuning pegs, of course, in between 32 and 36 strings. On the very left, there is a plate, and I'm only assuming that shows a brand of harp. It's screwed into the body, and of course, you got the sound hole in the middle, And the tuning pegs are all on the right, which take a what I would think is a standard harp tuning key. I actually have a smaller harp at home called a lap harp, and I'm actually, that's where I'm having the tuning key sent from. It's kind of like a bigger version of a drum key. I'm a drummer, so I'm used to having a drum key around, and so that's kind of what it reminds me of. So I'm going to kind of go through and kind of play a little bit on this harp and show you what each of the chords are supposed to be. And once I have it tuned correctly, they will more accurately represent that. So I'm going to start right now going from the string closest to me, furthest away. And they're going to be going from the highest note, which is supposed to be a C, down to the lowest note, which I'm not really sure what it's supposed to be, because the half-step tuning of the strings kind of varies off the last few bigger strings here, the furthest from me. So I'm going to kind of play here with a pick, and you're really going to notice closeness. That's just the flimsy pick I've got. You're really going to notice closeness, and so it's not going to be, I guess, really an accurate thought of what it would be if you were standing here playing it, but it will give you a good representation because of the closeness of the mic. So we'll start out with the smallest string that's supposed to be C, and then I'll go through the chordings with you. And so, of course, that's not perfectly tuned. That's quite obvious. But those are the strings, open, as I'll call them, or without anything being muted. And as I said, that there's unlike a guitar, there is no frets. There's just these buttons that mute the strings that are not supposed to be presented within a chord. So we're going to go with the top key on the left. And let me count these for you. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 chords that you're able to use. And it's kind of cool how they matched them up because they're kind of in an order of what you might want to play. And so let's go with the top left button. And I just hit that button. You have to hold it down. And you actually heard the hammers there going against the strings. So let's play this first chord. So you can imagine that that is supposed to be a G major chord. Let's go with the second button in the top row. And you can imagine that that is supposed to be a C major chord. And you can hear as I'm playing it, the strings that are muted. And so if you play it in a quicker motion, which I'll do here in a minute, you can tell that it kind of does work a little bit better with that versus a slow strum across the strings. Let's go with the third key to the right in the top row. And so that would be a G7 chord. Go with the fourth key in top row. All right, we have an F major. Next key across to the right. A C major 7. And the last key in the top row on the right. A B flat major chord. All right, let's go to the second row, which is the last row, and let's check out our chordings that we have here. First key on the left, starting from the left. All right, that would be a D major 7. And the next chord is going to be an A minor. It's a E major 7. Kind of tricks me a little bit with the untuned version of the harp. Sounds like a D minor. Sounds like a A major 7. G minor. And that ends it. So I'm going to kind of put down the pick for a second and just use my finger, that might give you a more accurate sample of what this is to be, because I know that harsh clicking of the pick really is not very desirable on the ear, especially with the closeness of the mic. So I'm going to go through and just do an open strum for you. It just kind of sounds cool, so why not? Starting from, actually, this time, the string furthest away, which is the thickest string in the lowest note. And I believe that that is a rattle on the harp instead of a clipping, if you're an audio buff. I believe that's what that would be. So let's kind of play some chords here. You know what they're supposed to be, so. Did it. Gotta hold the button, Drew. Come on now. Huh. Did I go through that one before, or did I just knock a string on it too? I'm questioning. Must have knocked a string out of tune, because that almost sounds like a C major chord with a B in it. That's almost what that gives me. And so I think that kind of gives you some representation of what this awesome instrument does. Let me do one more thing. I figured out the strings were shorter and got longer as I was playing with harmonics, and of course that's cutting the string in half right there. And as I went to the next string, it didn't quite work, and so I knew, hey, you know what, I gotta move to the right a little bit. And it kind of showed me, hey, I started feeling the harp up a little bit and thought, man, this is because of the strings are getting longer. And so it's kind of cool to pick it, you know, and kind of try to gauge where the string is going to be. I've only had this thing for 2 days, and so it's like, you know, instead of holding a chord down, let's, you know, try to gauge where strings are. And of course, being in tune will be even more fun. So I'm sure I'll throw something out on my website when it's all tuned up and stuff. I plan on doing that, which will be a really good test of my ear to see if I can actually get this thing tuned up perfectly. So anyway, that's just a little audio demonstration of the auto harp. Feel free to Wikipedia it. And there's so many artists that use this thing. I was kind of mind-boggled by that. That was pretty cool. So once again, I don't really know a whole lot about it, but it's cool to kind of give you some audio samples of it. And it's a really unique instrument. I'm glad I'm able to have it. Definitely will hold on to it for a long, long time. And definitely will expect to hear it in my one of my musical creations. I know I do more hard rock music, but hey, man, you know what? Harps, they can go about anywhere in music. Helps with creativity. So my name's Drew Weber. If you want to visit me on the web, dwallthingsaudio.com. You can click on all those links, contact links up there as well to ask me any questions you may have. And look forward to doing another podcast sometime soon. I actually expect a number of them after Christmas. Looks like Santa may be bringing me some cool things. So I will look forward to getting those up for you. Thank you guys very much for your interest and your time in listening to the review of the auto harp.